Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. It's a Thursday. It's a wild and crazy and busy Thursday. We're happy to be here with you. On the line right now, the host of Send It In, an Odyssey Sports betting insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the Send It In podcast. For more analysis, just search Send It In wherever you find your podcast. PJ, welcome in. It is football season. For us around here, it's also very much college basketball season. We've got our eyes on a couple of games tonight in that world. We've got Wichita State. We've got K-State, both playing home games, both with lines within 10 points, which means Vegas thinks they'll be competitive. Have you locked in at all to college hoops yet?
I have. Guys, that Champions Classic that we had the other night, it kind of feels like that's when college basketball sort of starts, when those four teams get together. I got a chance to watch the Wichita and Western Kentucky game opening night, because that Western Kentucky team I like a lot. They made the tournament last year. They return a ton. Wichita State, as you guys know, has a lot of veterans too. I thought that would be a really good game. It turned out to be a really good game. Yep. So, obviously with college football going on, heating up as we're getting ready for the playoff, that's certainly still the priority a little bit, but college basketball is my favorite sport. So trying to watch that as much as I can too. And I just love that we get all these great early season matchups in college basketball, which is so fun. So looking forward to those over the next couple weeks as well.
You were talking, you mentioned college football, you know, right in the swing of that. We're, you know, in the midst of getting the updated rankings each week for the CFP, the top 12 and everything. And then there are some top 25 matchups and some big ones to look at this weekend, including Tennessee on the road at Georgia, two teams with CFP aspirations and all that. Georgia fell to Ole Miss over the weekend last week. What do you like in that game? And are there any other college football matchups you like?
Yeah, there's quite a bit I like in that game, guys. There's actually three bets on my end in Tennessee, Georgia. The first one's the spread. I like Georgia. I lay the 10. I think they're going to roll over Tennessee. You know, this is one of those games that might feel like it's a lot of points until it's not, right? I mean, Tennessee's offense hasn't been very good to begin with this season, and Nico Iamaleava, their quarterback, might not even play. So they're dealing with that. You got Georgia coming off a loss. They're at home. I know Carson Beck and Georgia's offense hasn't been good, but I just think this feels like a 24-7, 31-10 kind of game. So I like Georgia to cover. I also like the Tennessee team total under at 19.5 points. I just don't see Tennessee's offense getting much going. They've been really slow starters this year in SEC play, guys. Of their six SEC games, three of those six games, they've been shut out in the first half. And then against Kentucky, they only scored 7 points. So that's not a good formula when you're going on the road to play Georgia in a game that they must win coming off of a bad loss, which brings me to my third bet in the first half under at 24.5 points. So all those kind of correlate together, like Georgia rolling, a low-scoring first half, Tennessee team total over. But it's kind of the way I see the game going. You know, I think Tennessee is going to struggle to score. And I think Georgia kind of, you know, is in control of this thing the whole way. So I kind of see all those three bets correlating, but I like all three quite a bit.
Let's take them in chronological order in the Big 12 for the two teams we're following here. Up first Saturday will be K-State taking on Arizona State. The Wildcats coming off of a very disappointing road loss with a bye week coming into a home game against an Arizona State team that is certainly better, I think, than people expected. 8 points, the Cats are favorite, and over under a 50.5. What do you like in this one?
I like K-State as well, guys. This line opened 7, 7.5. It's up to 9 now. Arizona State's running back, who's been one of their better players, Cam Scadabo, is questionable to play. I think that's a big deal. I just like K-State at home in this spot. As you mentioned, Jacob, Arizona State's been a surprise in the Big 12. They're having a real good year. Their schedule has been a little bit on the softer side, though, in the Big 12 compared to some of these other teams, and I think they're going to get a little exposed on Saturday in Manhattan. So I like K-State. There's a reason this line keeps moving up. I think anything under 10, anything under the double digits is a good bet in the Wildcats.
Looking at the Jayhawks, PJ, they're on the road in Provo at BYU on Saturday night. And, I mean, it's crazy with this Kansas team because of just the leads that they've been able to build in basically every game this season. And they finally were able to hang on to one against Iowa State last weekend. And the Cyclones came back in the fourth quarter, but Kansas was able to get the win. And they can kind of play spoiler moving forward. Do you see that happening against BYU on the road this weekend?
Guys, this is probably like the stinkiest line of the week, right? I mean, you got the number 6 team in BYU at home. They're favored by under a field goal, 2.5 against Kansas, who's unranked. And I mean, as we've been talking about on this show, like even though their record is not good, it hasn't been reflective of how competitive they've been this season. Couple, you know, different bounces go their way, and Kansas could be controlling their own destiny possibly for a Big 12 title. So, you know, I think this line's going to surprise a lot of people. Guys, it's just every year in college football, we see a team like BYU that's just kind of that, like, team of destiny in the regular season, and they just find ways to win week after week after week. And it feels like every week BYU's kind of got a funny spread in their game, and they usually cover a lot of them, but they're finding ways to win all these games. So I think BYU money lines the play at minus 140. If this goes back up to 3, and you can bet the Jayhawks at +3, I think that's a good number because I kind of see this playing out similar to the way the BYU-Utah did. Come right down to the wire, probably a game in the 20s, and I think BYU, they just find a way to win. So it's going to be a really good game. Certainly wouldn't be shocked if Kansas upsets them, but BYU's just kind of been finding a way, guys, to win these games all year. I think they're going to do it again.
I look at you mentioned a game in the 20s, and I look at that over at 56 is what I see, or 56.5. BYU plays more games in that range than maybe I thought. KU has played every game in that range, PJ, since September 13th. What would that be? Their last 6 games have gone over that number. I'd be a little afraid of the wackiness of a night game out there, but man, that seems low on that over-under considering how comfortable and how often both of these teams exceed it.
Yeah, I'm not touching the total. As you mentioned, Kansas has kind of been playing in the 20s all year. I think it might be a little inflated just because they got in a shootout with Iowa State this past week. So maybe that total is a little bit higher than it should be. BYU, guys, is coming off to a physical, emotional game against Utah. I mean, that's a rivalry game. That game had so many ups and downs and swings. BYU made a double-digit comeback, some crazy calls at the end that went their way, game-winning field goal. So, you know, it's tough to know. I mean, this game could be another shootout or it could be lower scoring. I tend to think it's going to be lower scoring, but my play in the game is just taking BYU on the money line.
Outside of the top 25 and the couple Big 12 games that we've talked about, what's your favorite line in college football or favorite angle this weekend?
I really like Colorado, -11.5 against Utah. We were just talking about with BYU. Guys, Utah, I mean, you want to talk about an emotional loss and maybe having a hangover going into this week. I don't know if you guys saw the videos or whatnot, but Utah's athletic director after the game, like at the podium, talking about what a disgrace the Big 12 is. Like, I don't think they're still over that loss. I think it's going to carry into this week against Colorado. And You know, if it wasn't for Kirk Cignetti at Indiana, you could argue that maybe Dion would be the coach of the year in college football this year. The job that he's done has been pretty incredible, and Colorado controls their own destiny to get to the playoffs. So you know they're going to be focused. They're going to be locked in, ready to go. They're at home. It's an early kick, 10 a.m. local time out there in Boulder. So I just, you know, it's a fate of Utah, guys. I just don't think Utah is going to be as focused as they normally are. I still think they're feeling the effects from that BYU loss. And the Buffs have been rolling. I think they continue to do so. So I like Colorado laying the 11.5.
All right, let's switch over to the NFL. PJ, we'll start it with Thursday Night Football tonight. You've got the Eagles at home against the Commanders, both 7 wins. Should be a wildly entertaining game. 3.5 point spreads, what I see on BetMGM right now. Over under of 48.5. The Thursday night no offense thing hasn't really been as much of a thing this year. What do you like tonight?
I like the Eagles. I like the Eagles -3.5. Usually on these Thursday night games, guys, you favor the home team, especially if the team's more talented, which the Eagles are. And look, for as great of a story as Washington's been this season, and for the fact that they've just kind of been going over expectations all year, I think they're starting to get exposed a little bit as of late. You know, they were very fortunate to win that game against the Bears with the Hail Mary. The Giants were right there. That game, they could have covered the spread. And then obviously they lose to the Steelers last week. Washington 7-0 against teams with a losing record. They're 0-3 against teams with a losing record. And when they've gone up against kind of these top teams, they haven't looked like the Washington that we've seen for much of the year. Philadelphia very quietly has been one of the better defenses in football over the last 5 or 6 weeks. And again, it's just in these Thursday night games, it's an advantage usually to take the favorite, especially when they're the more talented team. So if this game was played on a Sunday, I think it would be a different story. But this young Washington team getting their first feel of playing a short game, especially a game like this. I mean, the NFC East title's up for grabs. Monster game. I like Philly laying 3.5.
PJ, anybody who knows me knows that I am not a Nick Sirianni fan at all. I don't like him. I don't think that he's a great coach. I think that his teams typically underachieve, and that, like, last season I felt like he lost the locker room towards the end of the year. Now they are 7-2 right now, and they just demolished the Cowboys. Do you put any stock into, and this is mainly long-term, not even necessarily with the game tonight, but long-term Sirianni's coaching abilities when it comes to betting the Eagles, or does that not come into your mindset?
Oh, no, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. And I think, right, the counter-argument is that they did make a Super Bowl under Sirianni, but I think that was a reflection of both coordinators. I mean, I think Steichen's a really good coach, and he was the OC of that team. And Jonathan Gannon, I think he's a great coach, and what he's doing with Arizona, and he was the defensive coordinator. So, look, Vic Fangio's been doing it a long time, and his defenses tend to get better as the season goes along, which you have seen with Philly. And then also Kellen Moore, you know, has been a solid OC. I don't think he's as good as Steichen was, but Philadelphia with them, it just all comes down to health. You know, they're kind of like San Francisco. Like, when they got all their top guys healthy and available, they're really, really good. But if A.J. Brown's out, or Lane Johnson's out, or Saquon's out, they kind of fall apart. So that's my thing with Philly. That's why I don't want to really invest with them in the futures market and would just bet them week by week, because they're really a team that they need everything to be good for them. They need all their guys to be healthy. And if just one piece is missing from that offense, especially, it's a completely different team.
And it doesn't look like they're missing tonight. They should have all their weapons in that one. All right, let's go to Sunday. We'll get to the Chiefs and the Bills, the game of the week this week in the NFL, but let's look at the other games. PJ, what are some of your favorite bets this weekend in the NFL?
Yeah, probably the other best game of the day outside of Chiefs Bills is going to be that Ravens Steelers game, guys. And look, you know, I'm a Ravens fan, and I'll just tell you, as a Ravens fan, when these two teams play, you just bet the underdog. Since 2015, guys, the underdog is 15-2-1 against the spread in this series. It's just the way it is. The dogs just always play well, especially when you get a key number of 3. And look, Lamar's been the best player in football this season. If the season ended today, he'd win MVP. If there's one team he has struggled against in his career, it's been the Steelers. He's actually only started 4 games against Pittsburgh, guys, in his career. It's just the way that it's worked out. Whether it was due to injury those couple seasons and he missed some games, or the Ravens had the 1 seed locked up so he didn't play in like that final week because they were resting him. But this is only the 5th time on Sunday that he's started against the Steelers. And in the four previous meetings, he has not played too well against Pittsburgh. Now, obviously, he's a different player, and this is the best offense that they've had since he's been in Baltimore. But I just think that the Steelers have had his number in the past, so I think they're going to keep it close. And that's another reason I like the under in this game as well. Baltimore is 9-1 to the over this season, guys, which makes a lot of sense. Great offense, not a very good defense. They're a perfect over team. We've already seen this total, though, open at 45.5, go up to 48.5. These games are usually 23-20, 24-21. I like the under in the game. So I look at the Steelers plus 3, but the under is my favorite bet, under 48.5.
From a player props perspective on that game, PJ, I mean, it seems like with how leaky the defense has been for the Ravens this season, that this could be an opportunity for Russell Wilson, who, you know, I think surprisingly has been able to air it out and have a lot of success since he took over the starting role in Pittsburgh. Is that a player prop you're looking at?
Yeah, I think Russ is going to have a good game. I think George Pickens, guys, I mean, the number one receivers against the Ravens this year have just been eating them alive. We saw what Ja'Marr Chase did on Thursday night when he went for 270 and 3 touchdowns. So Pickens, I'm looking at BetMGM right now, 66.5. That feels a little low to me.
Yes,
So I think he's going to have a good game. Russ, like you mentioned, Tommy, he's been playing great for Pittsburgh ever since he took over as the starter. But I just think you keep it simple. When you're going up against the Ravens, just bet the opposing number one wide receiver, and normally you're going to cash that ticket.
You want to talk about perfect player fit, those two together, as good as Russ throws the deep ball and, you know, Pickens, who can catch literally everything. So it's been a good fit there. There are several good games. Let's go to the NFC West, which feels wide open. Massively important game in that division between the Seahawks and the 49ers. Speaking of two teams who can play a lot of really highly competitive games. Niners 6.5-point favorites at home, though, and they're kind of healthy. You know, Ayuk's out, but they've got some other guys stepping up. That one feels a little low to me, too, PJ, with the Niners at home healthy.
It's an interesting game. You know, this line opened at 7 and then it went down to 6.5. So whenever I see something like that, the books are comfortable with taking some Niners money, anything under a touchdown. Seattle's coming off a bye. This is the second meeting between these two teams. We know in the NFL, it is tough to beat a team two times. And I think right now is kind of the buy low on Seattle. They have not been very good ever since getting off to that 3-0 start. They've really struggled. The defense was supposed to be the strength of this team with Mike McDonald coming over in the offseason. But I think getting two looks at the San Francisco offense is going to help them. And like you mentioned, it's a huge game in the NFC West. Guys, I like this time of the year when we get teams in desperation mode, games that they absolutely have to win. And, you know, in a game that could be close, obviously San Francisco might be second guessing with the way that Jake Moon.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Tony was kicking last week against Tampa Bay, so it's not one of my favorite bets, but if I had to play it, I would lean towards Seattle plus the 6.5.
Let's talk the game of the week, PJ. Chiefs and Bills in Buffalo Sunday afternoon. The Chiefs are 2-point road dogs in this game, and they needed a blocked field goal to beat Denver to stay undefeated on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Bills have reloaded with Amari Cooper, and then you've been able to see, you know, some of these other receivers be able to step up, although they're pretty banged up. Keon Coleman won't play. Matt Milano won't play. There's a couple of other injuries that they've got defensively. So it's an interesting line, and we know how the Chiefs are as underdogs. This seems to be just, you know, a really difficult game, I think, at least for me, to be able to figure out what the best angle is. Do you have one?
I mean, everything I know about betting is telling you to take the Bills, right? Like, this line just stinks. I mean, the Chiefs are undefeated. We know how great they are as underdogs. Like, not only are they dogs, but they're +2.5, right? So you're getting some points there, too, to work with. I'm just going to fall right into the trap, right? Like, until somebody can show me this season they can beat Kansas City, I'm going to take Kansas City. I think the toughest thing that when you're dealing with, when you go up against the Chiefs, is the mental battle that these other teams have to deal with, right? They know there is such a slim margin for error when you go against Kansas City that you almost have to be perfect on both sides of the ball. And obviously, Josh Allen and the Bills have struggled against KC in the playoffs, but he is 3-1 against them in the regular season. Yep. So they know that in the regular season, they can beat the Chiefs. This game just feels similar to what the San Francisco line did, right? Like, they opened up 1.5. It went to 2.5. It felt like the Niners were the right side in that game. And then the Chiefs just blew them out. So I do expect this game to be close. It's probably a sucker bet taking Kansas City, but they have won so many games this year, so many different ways. Until somebody shows me that they can beat them, not only will I not bet against them, but I'll take the points with them as well. I'll take the 2.5.
Kareem Hunt looks interesting to me in that game. PJ, as we look at props, the Bills are middle of the pack against the run, but it's more about what we saw against the Broncos, and that the Chiefs are very vulnerable right now at left tackle. And until they figure that out, it would seem logical to me that they really try to run the ball. They really try to protect those tackles. And Buffalo's, you know, they're gettable in the run game. And I just feel like Kareem Hunt's going to have gobs and gobs of touches in this game. So over 64 rushing yards seems achievable to me.
I can see that. Look, I think Kelsey could have a big game as well. When Rice went down, we've started to see the old Travis Kelsey kind of come back. Guys, I'd honestly look at Harrison Bucker in this game. Over 1.5 field goals, -120. I think that's good value as well. These games in the playoffs between these two teams tend to be shootouts, right? When we think of Bills Chiefs, we think of those duels between Allen and Mahomes in the high scoring games. In the regular season, though, they tend to be lower scoring. It's usually 24-21, 20-17. We know how great the Chiefs defense has been this year. I kind of think it's going to be like another game in the low scoring, in the lower 20s. So I think both teams could hit a couple field goals. You're getting one of the best kickers in the NFL to just make two at -120. So when I think props, that's immediately what I went to, was Bucker over 1.5. And then on the other side, guys, Josh Allen over 7.5 rushing attempts in this game as well. I went back and looked. All of his meetings against the Chiefs, he's had 7 of them. He has gone over that in 6 of those games. He's had double-digit carries in 5 of the 7. So in these big games, especially against the Chiefs, Josh will do whatever it takes, right? They'll do whatever it takes to beat Mahomes and beat Kansas City. So I think that total's a little low as well, over 7.5 attempts. One of my favorite props of the week with Josh.
I want to ask you about Buffalo's wide receivers. We know Keon Coleman is going to be missing this game. And since the Bills acquired Amari Cooper, I feel like the biggest beneficiaries have been the other wide receivers, because so much attention will go on Amari Cooper, and deservedly so. Is this a game potentially that you think a couple, like one or two of the tight ends for Buffalo could have big games? Or is it the game that we see Amari Cooper be able to produce and do well?
I think Amari can produce. I would more so look at an anytime touchdown for Amari. I think that's maybe the best value that you would get on him. Shakir's obviously been Allen's number one guy, Khalil Shakir. So I think he's going to have a solid game as well. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, Tommy, there's not even receiving props up right now on BetMGM. So they're obviously waiting to see what the injury report looks like, because Coleman is a nice piece. And obviously, you know, they like their two tight ends with Kincaid and Dawson Knox. So we'll have to see what happens with the injury report. But I think if you're just looking at Amari specifically, I think anytime touchdown, probably the route to go with him.
I'm going to ask you one more here, and this is kind of philosophical. So we get, I believe, our biggest line of the year so far in the NFL, Lions-Jaguars, 14 points. 14 points in the NFL. We rarely get up to that number, but we're there. What do you do when you see those kinds of lines in the NFL?
I think it's all dependent on the team. I think if there's a team in the NFL you're going to want to lay a big number with, I think it's actually Detroit. Because if you want to take a big dog like this in the NFL, guys, a lot of it's going to depend on the favorite, right? Like if you think it's a letdown spot for the favorite, if you don't think they're going to be up for a game like this, the problem with fading Detroit in a letdown spot, and the reason they're so good against the spread, is because how good they are in the trenches, especially on the offensive line, right? So it's like when you're an O-lineman, you're not going to have a letdown. Like you're going to block your guy to the best of your ability. And especially if Mac Jones starts for Jacksonville, guys, like it's a disaster. I think the Jags were like the first team in the last 20 years last week to have like three interceptions, not give up any touchdowns, and still find a way to lose the game. So it's, I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's crazy. So I, like you said it, I mean, it's a huge number. You normally don't see a 14 in the NFL, but I think it's that big for a reason. So I, if I had to play the game, I'd actually go with Detroit.
All right, PJ. Well, we got a lot to chew on there. Let's all enjoy Thursday night football. Maybe if your Ravens fall to the Steelers, Tommy will finally join me and buy in on the Steelers being a really good team this year. But it'll be a fun weekend of football.
Great weekend of football. Yeah, great games. Sunday night too. Chargers and Bengals, Herbert and Burrow. That's going to be awesome. So great week of football. Good luck to you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
And you can use this one. I can't find it anywhere because they're not giving it to us. Brendan Housen threes for K-State early in the year. If it's anything over two, get all over. He is taking a billion of them. They like it, but I can't ever find that prop because he wasn't a big name player coming in. Anywho. All right, PJ, we appreciate it. Let's talk again next week.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
As the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser, Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Tommy, I've been searching and searching every week because it's eventually going to get, you know, it's going to get too expensive for these Housen threes. I can never find it. Nobody has it yet. I'm checking one more. Yeah, no, I can't find it anywhere. It's driving me nuts. That's all I want to bet all year, all college basketball, and I can't find it. But it is interesting to bet college basketball this early in a year. I think there are a lot of values. I would tell you that I love the Shockers tonight. -7.5. The K-State game, I will probably stay away from if I can't find that player prop. But I do really like the Shockers tonight as far as a bet. But we'll get into that in the next hour when we settle in. All right, let's reset here a little bit. We're going to have Gunther of the WWE had a Monday Night Raw coming into Intrust Bank Arena here pretty soon, December 9th, I believe. So we'll have Gunther in when we return. On the way out, let's set up our Cody Jinks giveaway, Tommy. Cody Jinks, Change the Game Tour, coming to Intrust Bank Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. Special guest Jason Bolin and the Stragglers to win two tickets. Text Cody to the short code 20357. Message and data rates apply. Text Cody to the short code 20357. Good luck, everybody. We'll have some wrestling for you when we return on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.